Welcome everybody, Shir number 865, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started going through the second half of Siman Reish Ches, which we said has to do with the halachas of Bracha Achas Mayen Shalish, Ala Mechia, Ala Geffen, Ala Weitz, and so on, and how to work with it. But there's a lot to talk about, obviously, in the upcoming Shirim in conjunction with that. Before we go further, I just want to mention an interesting halacha that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, and which is extremely important, and we have to know all the time. Let's say in the case in time, somebody forgot, and they made the wrong after bracha. Let's say in reference to, we're not talking about benching now, that's not the issue. We're talking about mixing up the, somebody makes a al hamichya, right, instead of a bar nefashis. Or they might make a bar nefashis instead of an al hamichya. I forgot what I ate, right? So could I say maybe it's going to cover, right? I made a bar nefashis. Oh, 1 second, I had to make an al hamichya. Whether it's an al hagefen, al haweitz, it doesn't make a difference. One of the brachachas may inshallah. So, person might say, well, what do you mean? Bar nefashis. Maybe we'll say that bar nefashis is like a shahakal, right? Like shahakal. You'll say, what do you mean? We know that a shahakal covers everything. You have to try and get out of it, whatever. If somebody by mistake made a shahakal on pretty much any food, it would be good, but you want to try and get out of it, like, right, to make the right bracha, whether it's somebody else to have your mind or take a different food with that bracha, whatever the case is. You take a bite, right, just to make sure that you don't, it's not a bracha levatala, but in general, we say a shahakal, letter of the law, so to say, does cover every food. So maybe when we say bar nefashos, what do you mean? Bar nefashos is the bracha, the after bracha that we say on shahakal, right? Or the after bracha that we say on hadama, shahakal, awaits, and so on. So maybe the bar nefashos covers everything. Good, I'm supposed to make my al hamichyo, and I'm supposed to make my al ha'aids, right? On the Shabbos Aminim, whatever the case is. I forgot, I made bar nefashos. So it's like I made a shahakal, right? Maybe that's going to be good. Oh, so we're going to see, the Mishnah Berurah tells us no. You can't mix those two to mix it up. It's not going to help. By the shahakal is a different story. But when it comes to bar nefashos, that will not, is not going to help you if it's a case in time whereby one has to make a bracha achas me'ein shalish. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Samach Beis, in our simon again, Reish Ches. And so the Mechaber over there is talking about an interesting halacha, which of course we want to talk about. If somebody's eating an apple, right? They're eating the Shivas Aminim. They ate grapes, let's say, right? And they ate enough grapes, or whatever the case is. We spoke about last year, one should be careful not just to eat one full grape, running into a question if you have to make a after bracha. But they ate the right amount of grapes, right? Let's say, I'm not have to make a bracha achas mein shalosh, I have to make alawaits. But now if they're eating an apple, let's say I'm eating an apple also, right? So on an apple, I make a burn of fushos. So maybe I should make a burn of fushos N-A alawaits? No. So we're going to see, we'll talk about the halacha is, says the Mechaber over there in Yud Gimel, all now simen reish ches, im ochal peiros b'shivas aminim. Somebody's eating one of the fruits from the shivas aminim, right? Whereby, and you have to make a bracha achas me'en shalish, a alawaits, v'ochal tapuchim, and they're also eating, let's say, fruits. They're eating apples, right? Ein tzarich levarech ala tapuchim bar nefashos. Then you do not make a bar nefashos on the apple. It's all inclusive in the al ha'etz. But we're going to see, we'll talk about it, that doesn't help you for other foods, right? Let's say I'm eating meat. or I'm eating something else. That's not going to help you. You still have to make a burn of fushes. But okay. But that's not the subject for today. That's just a side note to keep in mind. But which we'll get to Bezbos Hashem. But the if I mix it up, let's say I mix it up in general concept. I mix it up. So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Beis. It tells us Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Beis. He says an interesting point that if a person, the reason why I mentioned the halacha, we'll see, because to explain the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, if you're eating the apple, right? I'm eating the apple and I'm eating it with the grapes and items from the Shivas Aminim, pomegranates or whatever it is, right? But the reason why I say grapes, because grapes is something that's a popular item which many people eat, and it's something that's from the Shivas Aminim. So now the question is, right, so now they eat the apple together, so they're good, so it's all inclusive. But tells us the Mishnah Berurah an important concept, that because the Mechaber says like this, the Shulchan Aruch says, again in Sif Yod Gimel, Shigam Heim Bechlal Birchas Alawaits, that these apples, oranges, whatever it is, the fruit that you're eating, is all part of Alawaits. It's all part of the that bracha, that after bracha that you're going to make, Alawaits, Valpriawaits, right? Is all inclusive when you're eating other fruits also. So therefore, it's sort of like you put it all together. Oh, but tells us Mishabir, important yisoid, important foundation in halacha, holav hachi. But if that's not the case, if you're eating the fruits, fine. But if you're not eating fruits, you're eating meat, or you're eating potatoes, right, or something else that's not fruits, right? Halav hachi ein bracha miyin shalosh b'teres bar nefesh. It's rabbis v'chem lahepach. It's a very important halach we have to know. That if unless the Shulchan Aruch tells you that you're allowed to do it, like in the case of regular fruits, oranges, let's say, apples, and so on, then you could include that in the bracha miyin shalosh shivas aminim. But all the other items, right, with that get a after bracha, right, all the other items that get the after bracha, halav hachi ein bracha miyin shalosh b'teres bar nefesh. The bracha of Mayin Shalash of Al Ha'et or Al Ha'michi or whatever it might be that person's making is not going to help you if you have to make a Bar Nefashis. V'chem Lehepach, and the other way also, the Bar Nefashis will not help you if you have to make a Bracha Achas Mayin Shalash. So just to sum up what we have today, if somebody has to make a, tells us Mishbar again in Sifkot and Samach Beis, very important, somebody has to make a Al Ha'michi, or a Al Ha'etz in the Shivas Aminim, Al Ha'michi, whatever, cakes and all these different things, or he has to make Al Ha'gefen, whatever the case is, and they slipped up and they said, made a Bar Nefashis. Oh, okay, made a Bar Nefashis, it's good enough. No, it's not good enough. It's not going to help you. You have to go ahead, you have to go back and say the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholesh, unless it's a case in time, like we said, whereby the Mechaba tells you, you could do it, like in the case of fruits or so on, apples, oranges, or whatever, and they're eating Shivas Aminim. Okay, but if that's not the case, a regular Bar Nefashis will not help you. And the same way the other way, if somebody made a Al Ha'michya, I'm supposed to make a Bar Nefashis, right? I ate, let's say, even a case in time of, rice, we're not going to get into the rice right now for whatever, we have to talk about that. But a person, let's say, ate a piece of chicken, right? They have to make a Bar Nefashis, or they drank something, whatever the case is, they drank some orange juice. Now they have to make a Bar Nefashis. They forgot. They made a Bracha Achas Mein Shalish. They made a Al Ha'etz, or they made a Al Ha'michya, right? Something like that. So that also would not help. So both ways it doesn't help. A Bar Nefashis, that's just to finish off with the Mishabur again. That's what he says. Halav Hachi Ein Bracha Mein Shalish Bateres Bar Nefashis. The Bracha of Al Ha'michya, Al Ha'etz, or Al Ha'gefen will not help you if you have to make a Bar Nefashis. The other way also, v'chein Bar Nefashis, and if someone makes a Bar Nefashis, it will not help you if you have to make a Al Ha'michya, Al Ha'etz, or Al Ha'gefen. Just finishing off reading from the Sefer Shaina Halachas from Berach Bar Nefashis, and the Sefer Shaina Halachas brings it in Ois Vav from Berach Bar Nefashis. Somebody made a Bar Nefashis, but Mokam Berachas Mein Shalish, in a place and time where they have to make a Bracha Mein Shalish, Loi Yatza, will not help you, and therefore meaning you have to go back and say the proper Bracha, whether it's Bar Nefashis or Al Ha'michya or Al Ha'etz or Al Ha'gefen. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha Kol Tov.